Quentin's by Maeve Binchy. Read by Kate Binchy. Part 1. Chapter 1. When Ella Brady was 6, she went to Quentin's. It was the first time anyone had called her madam. A woman in a black dress with a lace collar had led them to the table. She'd settled Ella's parents in and then held out a chair for the 6-year-old. "You might like to sit here, madam. It will give you a full view of everything," she said. Ella was delighted and well able to deal with the situation.
"Thank you. I'd like that," she said graciously. "You see, it's my very first time here."
This was in case anyone might mistake her for a regular diner. Her mother and father probably were looking at her dotingly, as they always did. Well, that's what all the childhood pictures showed, anyway. Complete adoration. She remembered her mother telling her that she was the best girl in the world, and her father saying it was a great pity that he had to go off to the office every day, otherwise he would stay at home with the best girl. Once, Ella asked why she didn't have sisters and brothers like everyone else seemed to. Her mother said that God had only sent one to this family, but weren't they lucky that it was such a wonderful one? Years later, Ella learned of the many miscarriages and false hopes, but at the time, the explanation satisfied her completely. And it did mean that there was no one she had to share her toys or her parents with, and that had to be good. They took her to the zoo and introduced her to the animals. They brought her to the circus whenever it came to town. They even went for a weekend to London and took her picture outside Buckingham Palace. But somehow